بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of عمدة الأحكام and we have reached hadith number 14. This night, the night of the Saturday, the first of Rajab, the seventh month of the Islamic calendar, 1426 after the Hijrah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, corresponding to the night of Saturday, the 6th of August, 2005. And the hadith is عن أنس بن مالك. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل الخلاء فأحمل أنا وغلام نحوي معي إداوة من ماء وعنزة فيستنجي بالماء فيستنجي بالماء. And this hadith of Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that whenever Allah's messenger went to answer the call of nature, I, along with another boy, used to carry a tumbler full of water for cleaning the private parts, and a short spear, and a short spear or a stick. The subject of this hadith is the ruling of istinja, washing the private parts with water, washing it from urine or from al-gha'it, the feces. This is the subject of this hadith. The narrator is Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, and his biography was given before in hadith number 11 in the preceding hadith. Some explanation of the words that came here. Came the term khala, and we explained this earlier, as this is the place to respond to the call of nature, where people used to go to respond to the call of nature in outer space. Now this also refers to the bathrooms and the like in our times. The ghulam, the boy, he said, me and I along another boy. The boy refers to the young male who did not reach the age of puberty. And it's also used to refer to the slave even though he may had reached the stage of puberty. Al-istinja, meaning washing the private parts with water. The istijmar, cleaning the private place with stones or with anything allowable and clean, like napkins and the like. The overall explanation of this hadith. Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, used to serve the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and assist him in his need. He and another boy, and it is said that this boy was Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and it is said other than Abdullah bin Mas'ud. So they used to carry the tumbler and the spear for him. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the water in the tumbler, and as to the spear or the stick, Anas carried that so that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would place it in front of him so that it becomes a sutra for his salah. And it's possible that he وسلم, may have used it for other than salah, for his needs and other than salah. The benefits of this hadith are as follows. Number one, the first benefit is the merit of Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, because he used to serve the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The second benefit is the permissibility to seek the help of others in matters of purification, in matters of tahara. However, this is conditioned by two conditions. This is conditional upon the following. First, a condition pertaining to the one sought for help, and a condition related to the one seeking the help. As to the one sought, he should be accepting this, not forced into it. The second, with respect to the one seeking it, he requests it in case he does not anticipate feeling obligated or indebted. The third benefit, the permissibility to perform istinja, washing the places, the private place, with water, cleaning it from urine and or feces. Fourth benefit, making the preparations necessary to carry on the purification taken from the fact that Anas prepared these things for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, the benefits of the spear or the stick. This can be used to defend oneself from a transgressing person or a beast or an animal. It can be used as a sutra for salah. It can be used for someone to lean against it if it is needed. It can be used to carry on one's luggage on it. It can be used if one is in an open space to stick it in one place and put a thawb or garment on it to shield one during the response to the call of nature. And there are other uses, as in the story of Musa alayhi salam and his stick, where he mentioned the benefits, some of the benefits, where he used to lean on it and support himself on it and use it to direct his sheep, and also mentioned other benefits for it in general when he said in Surah Taha, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي. This is my stick wherein I lean and wherein I beat down branches for my sheep and wherein I find other uses. Now, with respect to the issue of cleaning the private parts with water and or stones and or the like, what comes out from the private parts, the cleaning of what comes out from the private parts, has three levels. First level is to combine both استنجاء and استجمار. And this is the highest level. It's more intense in cleaning. However, there is no authentic report or authentic hadith, hadith sahih, describing this, meaning doing both. As to the hadith related concerning the people in Qiba, describing the people in Qiba, فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا إنا كنا نتبع الحجارة بالماء. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as therein, there are people who love to purify themselves. The hadith that we concerning these people from the companions, إِنَّا كُنَّا نَتَّبِعُ الْحِجَارَةَ بِالْمَاءِ, we used to follow or نَتْبَعُ الْحِجَارَةَ بِالْمَاءِ, we used to follow the stones, follow that by using water in the cleaning. This is a ضعيف, this is a weak hadith. In fact, it is fabricated. The second level is to limited to istinja only, as in this hadith, limited to istinja, washing with water only, as in this hadith. The third is limiting it to stones or the like. So these are the three levels concerning the cleaning of what comes out from the private parts. So this concludes with these levels. We conclude therefore the explanation of this hadith of Anas bin Malik, hadith number 14 in Umdat al-Ahkam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.